It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
Hello there, friends. Welcome to another episode of What Ed Has Said. As always, I am your holly jolly host, Eddie. And I just wanted to start off by saying that the holiday season is upon us. Christmas is just 19 days away. Today is December 6th, 2019. As I'm recording this, it is 7:12 p.m. And I'm sitting here just talking to you. And if I'm going to be completely honest with you, there's nothing I'd rather do. Now, what was I going to say? It's the most wonderful time of year. You've heard that so many times before. Everywhere. Whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. But you've only been living on this earth for, 17, 18 years? And you've heard that phrase so much, it's ingrained in your brain. And you're gonna be living for many more years, God willing. And you're gonna be hearing that phrase a whole lot more. And so, you might assume that the whole holiday spirit thing, the whole magic that goes into it, will eventually die off. I don't think that's very true, personally. Though you are entitled to your own opinion, I believe that Christmas, or whatever holiday you have during this time of year, will always have something very special about it. There's just something so wholesome and warm and cozy about Christmas. And it's ironic because, you know, Christmas comes during the time of year where everybody's freezing, supposedly. I mean, we live in California, we never know. 50 out of 50 chances is that, you know, it's gonna be hot as hell or cold as hell. You know what I mean? But I'm getting distracted. Christmas is a wonderful time, I think. Of course, it's not like any of your problems disappear. It's just the whole sort of human kindness thing, and the Christmas music and the decorations, the movies, all of that. Tiny little things that add up to this wonderful, wonderful holiday. It's no mystery that I really, really like Christmas. Not for the superficial, materialistic things. I mean, presents are nice, you know. It's nice to get them, it's nice to give them, but why do you give presents in the first place? It's because you want to show that you care. You want to show that you really care about a certain someone or people or your family, whether it be family, friends, or something else. I don't know. But yeah, that goes without saying, I think. My Christmases have not always been the most amazing times of years. When I was younger, my parents didn't make a whole lot of money. Especially during the recession. I mean, I think everybody was hit hard by that. Not just me. Most of the toys that I ever got, we got from the Salvation Army. The toys that were donated. And I always felt lucky to get those toys, you know. And I had three other siblings, so I had to share with all of them. So, you know, Christmas wasn't as glamorous as it is for other people. I mean, our only decoration was the tree, and sometimes we would put lights around the walls and whatever. But Christmas was never a glamorous and, you know, luxurious type of holiday for us at all. So I never really cared for all that kind of stuff, you know? I would remember waking up really excited to get my presents, because, you know, as a child, you know, obviously. But then there was a sort of calm right after that. Everybody was just sitting around in the living room. Mom was making pancakes. Everybody was having a nice time, and we would plan what we would be doing that day, because we have the whole day to ourselves as a family. And sometimes we'd drive up to the mountains to see if any snow had fallen. If we were lucky, there was maybe about half an inch of snow. And I thought that was a beautiful, beautiful time. And you've probably got dozens of memories from Christmases that have passed long ago. And I know you're just dying to tell me. But this recording only goes one way, so I can't hear you. But I bet it's wonderful and very interesting. You are a very interesting person, my friend. Don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise. Anyway, enough gushing about you. I think maybe it's time to talk about something else. Something a little topical, wouldn't you say? Keep things fresh and relevant, you know. So, let me see here. Baby Yoda. That's something, right? I don't know. I'm not very good at talking about current events. Something really interesting that happened a while ago. You know how older people, I don't want to say boomers, but I guess there's no other way to say it. Boomers have, you know, in the past been really salty about not being able to say Christmas. They say, oh, I can't say Christmas anymore. I have to say Happy Holidays, you know? Oh my God, it's such bull. Nobody's forcing you to say Happy Holidays. If you want to say Christmas, go ahead and say it. Because, you know, it's what you, it's the holiday that you participate in. You want to say Christmas, go ahead and say it. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's going to shoot you because of it. We don't live in North Korea or something. It's just what older people do. They create a problem and they make a big thing out of something. They circulate it throughout their social media, Facebook, and they make a big thing out of it. You know, recently, President Trump said that there was a war on Thanksgiving, on the phrase Thanksgiving. He said that millennials and liberals and whatever wanted to change it. And he said that he wasn't going to let that happen. Why would anybody want to change Thanksgiving to something else? There's nothing offensive about saying Thanksgiving. Now, Christmas literally has Christ in the name. You know, it has religious implications, and you run the risk of, you know, excluding people that don't practice Christianity. You know, that's a valid reason to say Happy Holidays if you're speaking to a larger group and you don't know what they celebrate. That makes sense, doesn't it? That's logical. That's reasonable. Two things that the president doesn't always seem to be. But I'm getting too political. I'm getting way too political. I'm not here to talk about politics or my opinions. You're not here to listen to me about that. If you were, then you would have known beforehand that I was going to talk about that. So enough about that. What I'm trying to say is, nobody's trying to change Thanksgiving. I just thought it was ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. Who could possibly be trying to... What kind of agenda is that trying to push? Thanksgiving, on its own, already has a very, you know, sketchy history and origin. Most people know that, you know, with the pilgrims and the natives and all that. A lot of tensions, you know. A lot of things that were left unsaid when we were going through school. But that has nothing to do with the title, Thanksgiving. What is that? It has nothing to do with it. It's just something that he, you know, came up on. Or maybe he heard it on some Facebook post or on Twitter or something. It's just kind of ridiculous. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just kind of ridiculous. Anyways, enough about that. Let's talk about... Christmas music. You'll probably start hearing it on the radio now. Personally, I love Christmas music. Anything from, you know, Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra and all these other people, you know. I love it. It's just classic. And you know, they're not bad songs either. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Mariah Carey, but, you know, I mean, I appreciate her song, I think. I don't know. I just, you know, I started listening to Christmas music right after Thanksgiving. I was dying to listen to Christmas music. And I know to some of you that might seem like a sin, but please have mercy on my soul. I beg of you. Anyways, enough goofing around. A lot of people don't like Christmas music because it's repetitive and they've heard it over and over and over again, and I get that. That's a very valid reason to not like it. I'm not judging you, but I secretly am, because I just really love Christmas music. Nowadays, people seem to love Halloween more than anything. Halloween has, you know, I think, become the holiday for younger people, you know? I'm not trying to sound like an old man or anything, but that's just what I've observed. Young people are more fond of Halloween. I'm not sure why, but, you know, that's just how I see things. Personally, Christmas, by far, just, you know, blows Halloween out of the water. I'm gonna be honest with you. You might hate me for saying that, but hey, I know that you can't stay mad at me. Alright, and I really ruined it now, didn't I? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm just goofing around. I don't know, I'm in a really weird mood right now. I mean, maybe... if you hadn't noticed by the way that I talk. What am I talking about, man? Where is this going? It's not going anywhere. I'm just babbling. You know how I am. You've listened to me before, haven't you? You know exactly what it is. I've been thinking about what I want to put on my Christmas wish list. But personally, I really don't have any ideas. Either that means I'm really well off and I don't need anything else. I've got everything that I possibly need. Or, I just can't think of any ideas. Most likely the first one, I think. I think I'm a very, very lucky person. I don't have a lot of things. I'm not rich. I don't have a whole lot of money. I don't have a whole lot of possessions. But I'm happy with what I have. Truly. I mean, if I was a millionaire, I mean, I'd be really happy, sure. But, you know, as of right now, I'm happy with what I've got. I'm pretty sure in the future I'm probably going to have a really simple lifestyle, you know? Have a simple house with, you know, the essentials and all the stuff I need. You know, make it look nice and everything, sure, and, you know, it's not bad to have some luxuries here and there, but I don't think I'll ever need a whole lot to be happy, so long as I'm with loved ones, with a family that I love. You know, that's just the only, you know, requirement, is that I'm not alone by myself in an empty place, just alone with my thoughts. You know, that's the only thing. That's it. I'm pretty sure, you know, some of you might feel the same way. I don't know. There's nothing unique about that outlook. Nothing unique about the way I see things, I don't think. Some people, they want success. They want to be the top of their field, and they want to be this amazing, successful man. this entrepreneur, this businessman, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking it. I'm not saying anything bad about it. If that's what you want to do, then hell yeah, go for it, man. You know, I'm rooting for you. I'm hoping that you make it. But that kind of lifestyle just ain't for me. It ain't for me. I don't like to get super competitive. I don't like to just have money on my mind 24/7. I think that that's the easiest way for me to be miserable. But that's just me. And I'm not you. So, take it with a grain of salt, you know? You know, you could probably hear my little brothers in the background. And for that, I apologize, but what can I do, man? I live in a household of six, counting me. You're gonna hear a lot of noise in the background. So, you already know, probably. You've already heard them in the past. I'm just trying to do what I can with what I have, alright? Maybe Santa will make it so that I have some, you know, place where I could be, you know, quiet or something. I don't know. Anyway, I think I've gone on for long enough. I have no idea what this episode was about. It wasn't really focused or anything. But hey, I'm glad you stuck with me all the way through. It really means a lot to me. Whether you were just kind of half listening or something, I don't care. It really means a lot to me, and I'm really thankful. And it's about that time again where I say goodbye. And I know it's always so hard to say goodbye. I know you could listen to me for hours. I know. You don't have to say anything. Not like you can't say anything, because, you know, this recording only goes one way. So I'm just gonna, you know, believe that that's what you're saying, because it'll help me sleep at night. Now, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, because I probably won't talk to you until then. Unless you're a friend that I know, then, you know, I'll see you around and I'll say hi and we'll goof off or whatever, but, you know, otherwise, I'll see you in a week. So, I hope all goes well. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Be safe and stay jolly. Thank you.